Hallelujah. Clap your hands and let's appreciate either for the song. Or your hand clap is very weak. Are you ready to receive what God has for you tonight? I cannot feel you at all. Clap your hands and let's appreciate. Are you excited tonight? The hour we've been waiting for has come. Tonight, there is a word for someone's salvation. There's a word for someone's miracle. God has a word for someone's healing. And there's a man he sent all the way from Ghana to Gweru to deliver that message from God to you tonight. He has been used all over the world by the power of God. And tonight is the turn of this beautiful city of Gweru. You will never be the same again. Never be the same again. Rise your feet if you are expecting a miracle. And let's receive. Evangelist Daniel Mills. Thank God for His power tonight. And ask God to touch your life today. Father, thank you for your power tonight. Thank you for your miracle of salvation and your healing. Heal everyone tonight. Touch everyone tonight. Thank you for your great power, your mighty move of your Holy Spirit today. We are grateful for a great work that you are doing tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, we arrest your activities tonight. Your power is finished in Gweru in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Jesus, we thank you that you are here in our midst. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated in
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord. First of all, I want to say thank you to the wonderful pastors of Gweru for welcoming us to your beautiful city. I hope you know that Zimbabwe is a very beautiful country. I have been to many countries in Africa.
Ndakambwe enda kunyika zhinji muno mu Africa.
And Zimbabwe is one of the most beautiful countries.
Asi Zimbabwe ndiyo imwe nyika yakanakisa kwazvo.
So pastors, thank you for your support.
Vafundisi ndokutendai nerutsigiro rwenyu.
And for welcoming us.
Nokutigamuchira.
We also thank the government.
Tinotendawo zvakare kunyange utungamiriri wehurumende.
For all their support for this campaign.
Nekutsigira kwavo campaign inoyi.
They have been very supportive of this great campaign.
Vanga vachitsigira zvikuru pamusoro pecampaign inoyi.
So we say thank you and God bless you.
Tinoti tinokutendai Mwari vakuropafadzei.
Amen.
Amen.
Tonight is your night for a miracle.
Nasi manheru emunana wako.
Whatever miracle you need.
Minana upi zvavo waungada.
In these 2 days.
Pamazuva maviri aya.
God will answer your prayer practically.
Mwari vachapindura munyengetero wako zvinobatika.
I said whatever miracle you need.
Ndati ungava munana upi zvavo waungada.
God will answer your need practically in these 2 days.
Mwari vachaudavira zvinonyatsobatika manheru ano.
And your life will never be the same again.
Upenyu hwako hauzorambi hwakafanana zvakare.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight my topic is why God sent his son.
Manheru ano musoro weshoko ratichataura ndewo kutiko nemhaka yei Mwari akatuma mwanakomana wake.
Why God sent Jesus.
Nemhaka yei Mwari vakatuma Jesu.
And I want to answer that question.
Tichapindura mubvunzo iwoyo.
1 John 3 verse 8.
Tichaverenga kuna Johani kutanga chitsauko 3:18. Nokuda kwechikonzero ichi.
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Nokuda kwechikonzero ichi. Mwanakomana womunhu akaratidzwa kuti aparadze mabasa adiabolos.
For this reason,
nokuda kwechikonzero ichi,
God sent his son.
Mwari vakatuma mwanakomana wavo
that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Kuti aparadze mabasa aSatan.
Tonight every work of the devil in your life is destroyed.
Nasi manheru ano mabasa ose oakaipa aparadzwa.
In the name of Jesus.
Muzita raJesu.
John 3:16.
Johani chitsauko 3:16.
God so loved the world.
Mwari wakada nyika nokudaro.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Akapa mwanakomana wake mumwe woga.
That whosoever believes in him should not perish.
Kuti ani nani unotenda kwaari aregere kufa.
But have everlasting life.
Asi ave noupenyu husingaperi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God sent his son Jesus to destroy the works of the devil.
Mwari vakatuma mwanakomana wavo Jesu kuti aparadze mabasa adiabolos.
How many know that there is a real devil?
Vangani vanoziva kuti kune muvengi chaiye.
And that devil is invisible.
Uye muvengi uyu haoneki nameso enyama.
But if it is invisible, it doesn't mean that it's not real.
Hazvirevi kuti kana chinhu chisingaonekwi, hazvirevi kuti hachipo.
There are many invisible things that are very real and working in our lives every day.
Kune zvinhu zvizhinji zvisingaonekwi nameso asi zviriko chaizvo ende zviri kubata muupenyu hwedu savanhu.
Right now there are internet waves, mobile phone networks in the air, there are radio networks in the air, there are television networks, waves all over Gweru, right in this room, but you can't see them. If you put on your phone or your radio or your television, it will come on because it will pick the wave that is here now, but you cannot see it.
Izo zvitigere pano takada izvo. Kuna masai sai ari kufamba pakati pedu emafoni, ema TV nezvizhinji zvatinoshandisa zvetechnology yatina emazuva ano ukangochitekenya chete unotoona zvakutobata.
And the Bible says they came over to the other side into the country of the Gadarenes, and when he came out of the ship, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit or a demon who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with chains, but he would pluck the chains asunder, and the fetters were broken, and no man could tame him. And always night and day, this man was in the mountains, in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice, "What have I to do with thee? Don't torment me." For Jesus had told the spirit in the man, the demon, "Come out of the unclean, come out thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is your name?" And he answered, "My name is Legion. We are many. We are many devils in one man." And he besought him that he would not send them out of that country. Every country has its own devils, and the devils don't want to move. Now there was nigh to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. All the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the pigs. We want to go there." And Jesus allowed them. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down into the sea. 2,000 pigs. And they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine ran away and told it in the country. And they went out to see what was done. And they came to see Jesus, and he that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. I'm sure most people understand the story.
Okay.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus met a mad man full of demons. And this is the reason why he came into the world, to destroy the works of the devil. This madman was unusually strong. Demons make people do unusual things physically. The man was living in the cemetery, in the tombs. In Zimbabwe, do people stay in the cemetery? You don't live in the cemetery. Why not?
Hey!
I went to a country recently. They told me, I asked this question, do people stay in the cemetery? They said, yes, a lot of people stay in the cemetery. Yeah. Satan is very wicked. He wants you not to have a house. Tonight, the work of the devil in your life is broken. The demons made the man uncontrollable. Bible says, no man could tame him. When nobody can advise you or nobody can control you, you have demons in you. The Bible says that no one could bind him. Not with chains. When you are uncontrollable, nobody can talk to you. Nobody can advise you. Nobody can calm you down. There are demons in you.
zvokuti hapana anokwanisa kukutsiura kana kukupawo zano uchigamuchira une madhimoni mauri.
When you are stubborn,
kana wakasindimara,
so stubborn,
wakaoma moyo,
that nobody can make you change your mind.
Pasina anogona kukuita kuti ndawana zano rakanaka regaindiitewo zviri nani.
Demons are working in your life.
Madhimoni ari kushanda muupenyu hwako.
And the Bible says, night and day he was in the mountains crying and cutting himself with stones.
Bhaibheri rinotiko aigara ari kumakomo husiku namasikati achizvicheka cheka namatombo.
Many people do things which harm themselves, but they continue to do it. I'll cut myself, but and I'll cry, and I know that it's not good, but I'll do it again, and I'll cry, then I'll hurt myself again, and I'll cry.
Vanhu vazhinji vanoita zvinhu zvinorwadza upenyu hwavo nenyama yavo, asi vanombochema vodzokazve vopama kuzvikuvadza zvakare.
People who take drugs, they know that the drugs are destroying them.
Vanhu vanoita zvinhu zvakadaro,
but they will be doing it.
Vanoziva kuti zvinovaparadza asi vanoramba vachizvidzokorora.
Do you have such things in Zimbabwe or don't have drugs here? You have such things here. Hey. They know that as I'm taking it, it's destroying me, but I will do it because demons make you destroy yourself.
Anoziva kuti zvinhu zvandiri kutora zviri kundikuvadza, asi iye anodzoka futi opamhazve wakaipa ari kuparadza upenyu hwake.
Smoking, you find one third of everybody who smokes, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, will die of smoking. But still, a lot of millions, I'm smoking, I know I'll die, but I have to do it.
Vanhu vakawanda vanosvuta fodya, togona kutora vaviri, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, vazhinji vanoramba vachingozvidzokora sezvakare asi zvichiparadza upenyu hwavo. Imi,
when he saw Jesus, this man who was full of demons ran and worshipped Jesus. He ran to church and he worshipped.
Murume uyu paakaona Jesu iyeyu waive nemadhimoni, paakaona Jesu akamhanya akaenda kunomunamata.
This man was in the worship team.
Murume uyu akanga achitori chikamu chetimu yokunamata.
Even when he goes to church, he doesn't walk. He runs to Jesus. He runs.
Kana nyangwa achienda kuchechi hatomboiti zvokufamba, unoita zvokungandaira kumanya chaiko.
Most of you, when you are going to church, you walk.
Vazhinji venyu kana muchienda kuchechi munotofamba.
But this man ran.
Asi murume uyu waita zvokumanya kwazvo.
And worshipped.
Kuti anonamata.
A lot of people in churches have demons in them.
Vanhu vazhinji chero mumakereke vane madhimoni mavari.
Even though they are worshiping.
Kunyangwe vachinamata.
Because this man had 6,000 demons, but he was worshiping Jesus.
Murume uyu aive nemadhimoni anokwana kuita 6,000, asi waingonamata Jesu.
Hey!
Hey!
That is why you have Christians having so many problems. Almost as if there is no difference between a Christian and a non-Christian.
Ndosaka tine makristu mazhinji vane matambudziko akawanda zvokuti hakwanisi kuona kuti mukristu neasiri mukristu ndoupi.
Then Jesus asked, what is your name?
Obvunza kuti iko zita rako unonzani.
Because if you know the name of your problem,
nokuti kana uchiziva zita redambudziko rako,
you can begin to solve it.
Unokwanisa kutangisa kurigadzirisa.
So Jesus said, what is your name?
Jesu anomubvunza kuti ko zita rako ndiani?
That is why most people don't admit what is their problem, because when you admit the real problem, you start to name the demon that must come out of you.
Ndosaka vazhinji vasingadi kuti vataure matambudziko avo, nokuti vakatangisa kuataura zvakutangisa kupinda mugwara rokugadzirisa matambudziko iwayo.
And Jesus,
Jesus
said, what is your name? And the man said, my name is Legion. We are many, and Legion is 6,000 soldiers and 726 horsemen.
Ano tiko zita rangu ndinonzi Legion kureva kuti ko akanga ane madimoni akanga achisvika 6,000 neuwandu ungaenderana nemauto ane nhamba yavataura.
All in one man.
Zvose zvakazara mumunhu mumwe chete.
All in one man.
Mumunhu mumwe chete zvose izvozvo.
Hey. So Jesus.
Saka Jesus
said, "Come out."
Obatiko, "Buda."
But the man said, "No. Let don't only we will come out, but we don't want to leave this country."
Anotiko, atinga budi. Kana tichibuda, atiri kuti tibude tosiya nyika inoyi.
Demons in the Bible, many demons are described as animals.
Madimoni mubhaibheri anotsanangudzwa achiratidzwa nesemhuka.
Animals are territorial.
Mhuka dzinogara munharaunda inozikamwa kuti munogara mhuka dzakati.
He will stay in an area, he never moves from that area.
Dzinogara munharaunda iyoyo hadzimbobvi dzichingoenda kose kose.
The devil is called the lion.
Satan anonziko ishumba.
A roaring lion.
Inodzova.
Lions go around urinating on trees and they mark the area.
Shumba dzinofamba dzichitenderera mumiti dzichiitira weti ipapo dzichimaka nzvimbo yadzo.
Hey. Satan is called the serpent.
Satan anodaidzwa nezita rekuti nyoka.
Serpents stay in one area. If he's here, he will stay here forever.
Nyoka dzinozikanwa nokugara munzvimbo kana mudenhere kana muchuru dzozikanwa nokugara panzvimbo iyoyo.
Hey. So the demon said, "We don't want to go out of this particular country."
Saka madimoni akati hatidi kuti tibve munzvimbo ino munyika ino.
The demons in every country are different. The demons in Zimbabwe are different from the demons in South Africa.
Hey!
If you cross from South Africa to Zimbabwe, you have a different environment. Yeah. If you come to Nigeria, you have different demons. If you go to America, you have different demons. If you go to England, different demons. They are permanent in that country. When you are born, they are there waiting for you.
Hey!
And even within one country, they are in different towns. So you say the Gweru demons are different from the Kwekwe demons. Yes.
Yes.
Many people, one day I met someone who went to America. When he went to America, he had certain problems. And he said, "If I had not gone to America, I would never have had such a problem."
Mume murume akaenda kunogara kuAmerica. Asvika ikoko ndokubva atanga kuona ane mambatambudziko. Anotiko, "Dai ndanga ndisina kumboenda kuAmerica, ndisina kumbosangana nezvinhu zvakadai."
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is why Christians backslide when they move. Some of you, if you move to Harare, you are finished.
Ndosaka makristu kana munhu akabva kuno akaenda kuHarare zvake zvatopera.
Because maybe the Harare demons are stronger than the ones here.
Zvichinda madimoni kuHarare ane simba kudarika ekugweru. Hey!
Waiting.
Kumirira.
Yes. You know, you have to decide to be a strong Christian.
Unofanira kusinyatsopa chisarudzo chokuti uve muKristo akasimba.
Otherwise, the demons will just play games with you.
Ukasadaro madimoni anoita bhora newe.
And the demon said, "Send us."
Madimoni akati iko, "Tibvisei."
Into the pigs.
Motiisa munguruve.
And Jesus said, "Okay."
Jesu anoti, "All right.
Go there." Because the demons really don't want to move out. And they move straight into the pigs. When the demons entered the pigs, the pigs decided to commit suicide. They said, we cannot stay with such demons in us. We want to die. Hey!
Anobvanyatsonanga kunopinda munguruve. Apinda munguruve dziya, nguruve dzinosarudza kuzviuraya. Oti aiwa tingagari nemazimweya akadai.
Wow.
Hey.
This is why some people don't eat pork.
Ndosaka vamwe vanhu nhasi uno vasingadyi nguruve.
Because the demons went into the pigs.
Nokuti madimoni akaenda munguruve.
One day, I was in the house when I was called because a young man went mad. He went completely mad. So I went with them to a certain building to pray with them. Actually, they were on the way to the hospital. But I said, let us pray. So I held hands with the Christians. And I started speaking in tongues. The power of God came down. And suddenly, the boy who was completely mad, a demon started to speak. I said, what is your name? Because I remember what Jesus said. What is your name? He said his name. I said, when did you come here? And he said, during the vacation. So I said, will you come out? They could feel the fire.
Demon said,
we are coming out. It was one. I said, I'll come out. So I said, where will you go? We were six or seven of us holding hands. And the boy pointed. He pointed at one of the boys and said, I'm going to this man. You see, Satan can see that you are a weak Christian.
Satan
he knows those who are just pretending to be Christians. Hypocrites. He pointed, I will never forget, the boy's name starts with G.
He said,
yeah, this one. And I realized that this thing was going to transfer to this guy.
So
I said, no. In the name of Jesus, you cannot go there. So I said, where will you go? And the demon said, I'll go into some chickens outside. There were chickens moving outside. Just as this one said, they will go to the pigs. This one said, we'll go to the chicken. So I said, come out! Instantly. Instantly, the boy became normal. A mad person, he became normal. And he held my hand and pulled my hand. And I look at him. And he asked me, what am I doing here? And I said, oh, wait, you had a problem. I said, me? What? I said, you wait. We just thank God and then we
go.
So that day the demons came out in the chicken. So those of you who don't eat pork because the demons went into the pigs, you also don't have to eat chicken because you went into the chicken.
Zvino kuna avo vanorega nguruve achidzakapinda madimoni saka musadza huku nokuti kwakapindawo futi madimoni.
Hey!
Hey!
Tonight you are being set free from demonic powers. Demons cause a lot of diseases.
Madimoni anokonzera mhando yezvirwere zvakasiyana siyana.
And demons cause a lot of problems.
Madimoni anokonzera matambudziko mazhinji.
And that day this man was healed.
Zuva iri murume uyu akaporeswa.
Because Jesus healed him.
Nokuti Jesu akamuporesa.
In Matthew.
Muna Mateo.
Chapter 8.
Pachitsauko 8.
The Bible says when even was come.
Manheru paakasvika.
They brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word. And healed all that were sick. Many problems in your life are caused by demon power. Some years ago there was a young lady in my church.
Makore akati wandei apfuura pave nemwanasikana muchurch yavo.
She had a disease of her throat.
Aive nechirwere chaive pa huro yake.
And she went to the hospital for a small operation.
Ndokubvaenda kuchipatara kuti ano chekwa achigadziriswa dambudziko iroro.
She was put on a ward, side ward. There were only two people on that ward. Two people. And another person. She told me the story later. I couldn't believe my ears. She said the lady, the other woman, in the night when she went there, the first day when she went, had convulsions. Like
this.
Throughout the night, she was fitting, and she died in the morning. This young girl, who went to the hospital with a small something on the throat, the next night, started to have convulsions.
Akatanga ona iye kugwina sezvaita mudzimai uya.
Something she has never had before.
Izvozvo haana kumbozviita kuziva kwake kose.
And a few months later, she died.
Mwedzi mishoma yakatevera naiyewo ndokubva afa.
The demons that were in the woman that caused her to have convulsions came out of the woman and came into her on the ward. That's why hospitals are dangerous places sometimes, because as people die, the things are coming out of them, looking for new people to go and stay in.
Madimoni akanga ari kumudzimai uyu akashaika achigwina akanga abva kumukadzi uyu akaenda kumusikana uyu zvinozikamo zvinogona kunge zvichiitika kuzvipatara zvakasiyana siyana. Hey,
one day a man of God was having a healing service. And they brought a woman who was almost dead. She was just left with a few days to die. He prayed for her Tuesday, Friday, nothing happened. Tuesday, nothing happened. Friday, nothing happened. The third week, Tuesday.
Ndokuna matanaye, musuwe chipiri, nechishanu, vikira katevera, zimwe chetesa izozo, rechitatu zakare musuwe chipiri.
That is why sometimes we have program for more than one day.
Ndosaka timenguwa tichiramba tichidzoko ra program, kuchisango itika musu umwe chete.
As soon as he laid hands on her,
paka ngoi sarokoro, wake pa msoro pake.
He was in the spirit. And there he saw a monkey hanging on the woman. This woman was almost, they brought her on a stretcher. She was almost dead.
Achiona ari mumweya akaona tsoko iri parutivi yakarembera parutivi rwomukadzi uyu.
When he saw the demon, just a monkey, like a monkey, he said, "What are you doing here? Come off." And the demon jumped off.
Achibvati kutsoko iya yanga iri demon akati unoitei apa? Vapo ndokubvara kwakuka kurutivi.
And he said, go out.
And
he went out slowly through in the middle of the church, through the aisle. When he got to the door, he looked back like, have you seen sometimes when a dog is pleading, don't send me away? He turned. He didn't want to go.
He said,
go out. And he went out of the building. And did not go out of the church compound. He moved out and asked the thing to go out of the church compound, the wall, out. The spirit went, like a monkey, went out of the gate, went down the road and entered a nightclub. The next night, the nightclub burnt down. It burnt. There was a fire. This woman who was about to die became totally normal. Cancer. She recovered 100% and was totally healed by the power of Jesus. Tonight, every power of darkness and demons in your life is broken in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every demon in your life that is molesting you, tonight marks the last night of every molestation in your life. Now, the devil, one of his main works is to tempt us to fall into sin. Adam and Eve were happy as husband and wife, no divorce, no problem, no quarrel.
Adam na Eva vai fara kwazo so murume na mukadzi pasina kunetsana kana kurambana.
But the serpent
asinyoka
came in
ndokubva yasvika
and tempted Adam and Eve.
Ndokuedza Adam na Eva
and they sinned. And when they sinned,
pavakatadza
all the problems we are seeing in the world today came into this world. When God saw Eve, come. When the Lord God came in the night, in the day, the next day,
he saw Eve.
He asked Eve a question. What is this that thou hast done? What have you done?
Chinomboveiko ichi chawaita, waiteiko?
What is this that thou hast done?
Chiko ichi chawaita?
Eve, what have you done to the world?
Waiteiko kunyika?
What have you done to Zimbabwe?
Waiteiko kuZimbabwe?
What have you done to the whole world?
Waitireko chinhu chakadai kunyika
yose? What have you done to Nigeria?
Waitireko chinhu chakadai kuNigeria?
You have destroyed the world.
Waparadza nyika.
By leading your husband into this problem.
Nokutungamirira murume wako kuti mupinde muchinhu chakadai.
Ladies and gentlemen, Satan's work in your life is to cause you to fall into sin. And the wages of sin, the payment of sin is death. The other day I read that about 60% of murderers have not been found. They have not been caught. About
60%.
A lot of us are doing bad things. And it seems we have escaped. Nobody saw. But the Bible says in Proverbs 15 and verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are everywhere.
Asi Bible rinotiko kuna zviremo 15 verse 3, meso a Jehovah ari pose pose.
Seeing the good and the evil.
Achiona vanoita zvakanaka nevanoita zvakaipa.
All your sins.
Zvakaipa zvako zvose
are against you.
Zviri kukutevera.
Satan has led us to sin.
Satan ari kutikonzeresa kuti titadze.
That is the problem of Zimbabwe.
Dambudziko reZimbabwe nderei.
Our sins.
Zvitadzo zvedu.
Our wickedness.
Kuipa kwedu.
Our evil ways.
Kurarama kwedu nenzira dzakaipa.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is why in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, the Bible says, "She shall bring forth a son, you shall call his name Jesus. And he shall save the people from their sins."
Ndo saka Bhaibheri richiti kuna Mateo chapter 1 verse 21, zita rake uchanzi Jesu, uchaunza ruponeso kuvanhu.
Yes.
Yes.
Your sins are against you.
Zvivi zvako zviri kukuteverera.
Maybe nobody caught you.
Pamwe hapana akakuona.
But God has seen everything.
Asi Mwari ari kukuona zuva roga roga. Hey,
God is not a man for you to bulldoze your way.
And
God is not an African. In Africa, all you need to do is to know somebody powerful. You take your phone and you call. Some of you plan, when I die and I get to the gate of heaven and they say no entry, I'll take my phone and call the minister of interior. I say, "Look, I'm at the gate of heaven. They are saying I shouldn't come in. Where should I go? Where do you think I should go if I don't come to heaven? Please call your security guards and ask them to open the gate right now."
Vamwe vari kutoronga izvozvi vakagara vachitotiko kana ndafa ndakuenda kudenga ndichangotora phone ndofona ndofonera minister womukati wezvomukati ndomuti ndouyoko.
Hey!
Hey!
There is no liar in heaven.
Hakuna kana umwe uchanoreva nhemba kudenga.
Not even one.
Kana mumwe chete zvake.
How many here have told a lie before?
Vangani pano vakamboreva nhema?
If you don't raise your hand, you are adding one more to your lies. You are adding one more to your lies.
Kana usingatosimudziri oko rwako uri kutowedzera dzimwe nhema.
What about the pastors? What about the pastors?
Hey!
Now,
hey.
I'm going to ask you another question. I beg you to tell the truth. How many of you have told about more than 100 lies since you were born? What about the pastors? What about the pastors? Look at the pastors. More than 100 lies. Even when they are preaching, they have been telling lies sometimes. Hey!
Hey!
So how are you going to go to heaven with all these lies? Yes.
Hey!
How many of you
Bangani vedu
are thieves?
Mbava.
How do you say thief?
Mbava.
Mbava. Mbava.
Mbava.
You have stolen something before. Raise your hand. Look at Mbava. Plenty Mbava. What about the pastors? Mbafa pastors.
Hey!
How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew in the kitchen before? So Gweru is full of what? Number one, is full of what? Liars.
And what?
Thieves. Mbafa.
Mbafa.
How many of you have been jealous before? Jealousy. Hey. What about the pastors? Jealous pastors. Look at the pastors. If Jesus is to allow you, a thief, to come to heaven, it means they have to build a new police station in heaven. And there is no police station in heaven today. How many have committed fornication before? Sleeping with a boy or a girl is not your husband or your wife. This one, some of you have to raise two hands and your legs all together. Are you not going to raise your hands? What about the pastors? The pastors don't want to raise their hand because unless you close your eyes. If you promise to close your eyes, they will raise their hands. This is what the devil has done. He has turned us from servants of God into sinners. Liars. The whole world is full of liars. Yes. Almost everything is not true.
Yeah.
Hey. They will tell you this man is the richest man in Africa. He is worth 40 billion, but he is owing 60 billion, which means that he is minus 20 billion. How can he be the richest man in Africa?
Ane 40 billion ndo mari ainayo asi chaiko chaiko ndofunga ane 60 ko chokwadi chaicho ndechipa.
Hey, and tonight
manerano
God sent Jesus to destroy the works of the devil.
Akatuma Jesu kuti aparadze mabasa owakaipa.
Satan is planning to take you to hell with him.
Satan ari kutoronga kuenda newe kugehena.
Yes.
Eh.
Hey, what he will do to you in hell?
Anonoite newe kugehena.
If you go to hell.
Kana waenda kugehena.
What the demons will do to you?
Ma demoni zvanono kuita ikoko.
You see, what you don't know is that one of the things about prison is the people who are there. That is what makes the place wild. There are wild people in prison. Wilder than you. The demons are planning to take the people of Gweru one by one into hell. One by
one.
That is why he's planning to torment you. One day I met a man, he was 36 years old. He said to me, I came out of prison last week. He said, I went to prison when I was 20. I am now
36.
As I was talking to him, he was looking around. I said, stand at one place. I said, why are you moving? He said, I just came from prison
And
in prison, you have to watch your back because somebody can attack you over here. So he was jumping in church. He was talking to me in church. Demons are planning to take you with them to hell, I tell you. That is why Jesus said, it's better to cut off your arm and go to heaven than to go with your two arms into hell. So now Jesus Christ had one weapon that he was going to use to save you from your
sin.
That is his blood. His own blood. Hallelujah.
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 One day, a certain lady was traveling with her husband. The husband was dying. She said, I am going to save my husband. So we called and asked her, how are you going to save your husband who is very sick? What are you going to use to save your husband? She said, I'm going to give my kidney. My kidney is what I'm going with my kidney. I'm going to take a part of me and use it for a transplant to save my husband. She was going to take her kidney out and use it to save her husband. Jesus Christ came into this world and took out his blood. His blood to save the whole world. With his blood. Why? Because it is only through blood that your sins can be washed away. What can wash away my sins? 100 lies. Eh? Stealing. Wickedness. What can remove it? It has happened already. Yes. There are people here, you have killed someone before. It is on record. So many bad things we have done. What can wash it? And what can erase it? There is a film called Eraser. Remove it. Look at me. How can I be a preacher? A sinner. Only one thing can destroy the work of the devil in our lives. And that is the blood of Jesus. Without the blood, you are dead. You are going to hell. One day, I was in the hospital. And there was a man who had an accident. His leg was on the couch like this. My professor called me and said, I should come and look. He said, I should touch the left leg, then after I should touch the right leg. When I touched the left leg, it was warm, When I touched the right leg, it was cold. And he said, this leg is dead. Because the man had an accident and cut the artery, so the blood is no more going there.
Nokuti paita tsaona murume uyu gumbo rake ragurikana pano saka ropa harichasvikiwo.
Everywhere where the blood of Jesus doesn't go, all the people die and go to hell.
Kose kose kusingasviki ropa raKristu, vanhu pavanofa vanoenda kugehena.
The whole area goes to darkness.
Kose ikoko kuri kutoenda kugehena nokuti hakuna ropa.
And they had to cut off the leg.
Saka rofa nakungogurwa.
Where the blood of Jesus does not go, if it does not come to your life, you will die. Where blood does not go, that whole section dies.
Kana ropa raKristu rikasauya kwauri, hauna ruponeso. Sezvakaita gumbo iri, kwanga kusingasviki ropa, kwaingofanira kugurwa kwobvisiwa.
There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Mune simba muropa raJesu.
The Bible says the life is in the blood, or the power is in the blood.
Bible rinotiko simba riri muropa.
Only the blood of Jesus can cleanse you and me from our sins.
Ropa raJesu chete ndoringatichenesa pane zvakaipa zvangu nezvako iwe.
This is what Jesus Christ came to do.
Ndozvakauya kuzoitwa naKristu Jesu.
Jesus Christ didn't come to do politics.
Jesu haana kuuya kuzoita nezvematongerwo enyika.
Jesus came to save us from our sins. Tonight, look at my hand. God sent me to invite you to come to his blood and be cleansed from your wickedness, from your sins, from your lies, your stealing, your jealousy,
godo rako,
your many sins
nezvakaipa zvimwe zvose
zvaunoita, Satan has led you to commit.
Izvo zvakatungamirwa naSatan kuti uzviite.
Some of you are even traitors to the church.
Vamwe vanotova vatengesi muchurch.
Judases.
Vana Judas
in the church.
Muchurch.
Jesus says, come.
Jesu ari kuti huya.
Though your sin is red like scarlet, it shall be white as wool. Though your sin is red like crimson, it shall be white as snow. Yes.
Yes.
Many years ago, there was a woman, she had a small child like this. And she decided to kill herself. But before she killed herself, she said, I will call a pastor and tell him. So she called the pastor. She said, Pastor, I'm going to kill myself. I'm a wretched. I'm a sinner.
She said, even my child,
when my child asked me, Mama, Mama, who is my father? Who is daddy? She said, I don't know who is daddy. You have 1,000 father's possibilities.
Anotiko, nyangwe mwana pano ndibvunza kuti nai mai, kwa baba vangu ndevapi? Ini ndinodaidza kwaari ndichiti we ina handizivi nokuti vangakuva vakawanda.
She said, I want to die.
Anoti saka ndofana kuti ndife.
And the pastor said, oh God, tell me what to tell this woman. Suddenly the Holy Spirit spoke and said, tell her that though her sin is red like scarlet, it will be white as wool. Though it's red like crimson, it will be white as snow.
Kuti kuyangwe zvivi zvako zvakatsvuka zvichacheneswa semakushe amakwai. Kuyangwe zviri zvishava somucheka zvichacheneswa sechando.
Tonight,
manera,
whatever Satan has led you to do,
zvingada kuitwa maminimini angada kuitwa naSatan.
Jesus is calling you home.
Jesu ari kukudaidza kuti huya.
Just come to me, come to the cross.
Huya pamuchinjikwa.
Come and turn away from your sins.
Huya usiye zvakaipa zvako.
Come to the cross.
You
know, Zimbabwe is full of religious people.
Zimbabwe is a renevanamat.
Just like Ghana. A lot of people in churches, they are not real Christians. They are playing with God. They are playing the fool with God. Do you think God is a fool? No. His eyes are everywhere. It's time to stop fooling. Stop playing with the devil. He plans to destroy you. I know a man. As soon as he died and came back. As soon as he descended into hell, he was attacked by demons. Yes. Demons are waiting to receive you. The Bible says in Isaiah, hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. When you come, they are waiting for you. Look at my hands. God sent me to invite you to come to Jesus. Stop fooling with religion and with church. Bow your knees now or you will bow it too late, I tell you. As for bowing, you will bow. But some will bow too late. Tonight, God is calling you. Come now and give yourself to God. This is the purpose for which God sent His Son. To destroy the works of the devil. To destroy the sicknesses. To destroy the sins. That have destroyed the human race. Tonight I'm going to pray with you. Stand up everybody quickly. Nobody should move. Don't go to toilet now, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here tonight, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I want your blood to wash me, to cleanse me. Don't look at anybody. I'm not talking about milk and sugar. I'm talking about your soul. If you are here tonight, you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Then lift your right hand quickly. I'm going to pray with you. Right hand up high. And say this prayer with me. God is watching you. God is watching you. Say after me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for tonight. No. In English. Jesus, thank you for tonight. I can't hear you. I need to hear you loud. Say, Jesus, thank you for tonight. Tonight is my night. Oh God, I know I am a sinner. Please have mercy on me. Tonight, I come to the cross. Jesus, wash me. Jesus, cleanse me. Jesus, forgive me. Cleanse me with your blood. Tonight, Everybody say, tonight, I open my heart. Come into my heart, Jesus. Make me a new person. From tonight, I turn away from my sins. I turn away from my sins. I turn away from my many sins. And I come to you, Jesus. Please forgive me. Please wash me with your blood. Thank you, Lord, for washing me from tonight. Say, from tonight, I will serve you. I will obey you. I will follow you. Dear Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. Dear Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name. My name is, please write this name in the book of life. From tonight, I belong to God and I will serve God. Now lift your right hand like this. Say after me, Satan. Satan, listen very carefully. From tonight, I will not obey you again. Satan, from tonight, me and you is finished. I belong to Jesus Christ. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Now lift your two hands like this. Lift your two hands. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. For your blood. For your forgiveness. For my sins. I love you, Jesus. I will serve you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For dying for me. I love you. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In Shona.
Takupura mbele zakare chida chunuchimwe chete. Nerurimiru kwa chishona. Zichida sinu kuna kubatila mamwe. Wasimu zaruoko wako. Wanyenge tena uchiti.
Say it after him. Pray after him.
Wo magati zina maziso. Wakati kizira mwenomwe wedu. Tonyenge tera. Chitaura kuna mwari. Degaindi taura kwa muri mchiti kwa mchitete. Zira maziki. Aya usimu shonga uno shandura upenyu wenyu.
Say the prayer after him. Lord Jesus, in Shona.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Many souls have been saved tonight. If you pray this prayer, there is a special service here tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for you.
pachava ne shumi ne munamato achava nayo wakanangana newe mangwana na 7.
If you are serious about your salvation,
kana une chokwadi kuti ko wazvipa kuti uponeswe,
you need to be taught the word of God.
Unoda kuti udzidziswe shoko raMwari.
And receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there will be prayer also for your healing tomorrow morning. It is a power conference. And if you have received Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to be here for the conference.
No, we have not closed. Do not leave.
I see some people moving.
No buses are moving. We have not closed. We are now going to pray for the sick.
Please remain in your seat.
Do not leave now. Do not walk out. Do not continue walking out, please. When you walk out, you are making others also walk out. And Satan is using you already. Do not walk out, please. We are not
going.
Have respect for God in Gweru. Amen.
Amen.
Lift up your book like this. Give a wave to the Lord. Give a wave to the Lord. Wave your two hands. Thank you, Lord, for your power in Gweru. Thank you for your salvation in Gweru. Thank you for your mercy in Gweru. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Say, I will read this book.
I will
be blessed as I read this book. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now it's time for miracle healing by the power of the Holy Ghost. How many know that demons are already coming out of people here in Gweru? The power of Satan is broken in this city forever in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Right now,
because you know,
I want to pray with you. Whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. Somebody here, you cannot see. God is opening your eyes already. You cannot hear. God is opening your ear. Pop. You had a pain. The pain is going tonight in Jesus' name. You could not walk. Jesus is healing you. Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. Put your hand wherever the sickness is. Whatever problem you have tonight, put your hand there right now. Something is happening right now. Father, I thank you for your power, your miracle in Gweru. Another eye is being healed. Receive it now. Another eye is being healed. Receive it. Father, thank you for your power at this moment. Every pain is removed in the name of Jesus. Every work of darkness is broken. Satan, I cast you out now. In the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. Receive your healing right now. The power of the Holy Spirit is here. Father, thank you for many miracles. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Thank you, Lord, for miracles. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Your healer.
Thank you for so many wonderful miracles. Lift your hand and thank God for many wonderful miracles. Father, thanks for your power. Thanks for your mercy. Thanks for your healing. Yes, begin to thank God everywhere. Many wonderful things have happened. Thank God right now. Thank God right now. Thank God right now. Oh yes, thank you, Jesus. Right now, begin to check yourself. Whatever you could not do before, begin to do it now. You could not see. Open your eyes right now. You could not hear. Open your ears right now. You could not walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Get up and be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for so many wonderful miracles. Just close your eyes for a moment. If you are here tonight, God has done something for you. God has healed you. Wherever you are, not that you are hoping that He will heal you in the future, but right now, you can see that God has done something wonderful in your life. If God has touched you tonight, you had a pain, but the pain is gone. You could not see, but now you can see. Something wonderful has happened. If God has done something in your life tonight, just lift up your right hand very quickly, wherever you are. If God has done something, now if God has healed you tonight, something has happened in your life, I want you to come to the front here, and I'm going to pray with you and take your testimony very quickly. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, you had a pain, the pain is gone. God has done something. Quickly, quickly, come, 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 come to the front. Come, 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 wherever you are. Maybe your child was sick. God has done something for you. Wherever you are, you couldn't walk, but now you can walk. You couldn't see, but now you can see. God has done something. Come, come, come. Quickly, quickly. Wherever you are. Many, many miracles. Many miracles. Come, 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 come. Somebody here, you have been bitten by a snake. God is healing you. Quickly, come. Come, let them come all the way. Let them come. Come, come. Many, many miracles. Many, many miracles. Do not leave Gweru. Do not, when you walk out, somebody feels that you are going, then they also tell themselves, we must go out now. So do not spoil the crusade. Don't come if you want to do that. Don't even come. But don't come and spoil the crusade. And you must have some respect for God. God is healing people tonight. One day you also need a miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You couldn't see, but now you can see. Come.
Oh,
for you. Come all the way. Come, come, come.
Come.
God bless you. God bless you. Come. I want to pray for you and I want to take your testimony. With a lamp in the breast. You had a lamp in the breast. God has touched you. And the lamp has disappeared. Where are you? God is doing many miracles tonight. Many miracles tonight. Doctor, what do we have?
Hallelujah. Evangelist saw many miracles tonight.
Wow.
This lady is crying.
Why is she crying?
For three months. She's had weakness in the left arm.
Wow.
She could not even hold her baby. This arm was weak. Tonight, when you pray, strength enter the hand. And suddenly she can squeeze my hand.
Wow.
Something she could not do. She can move the hand.
Everything that double, double. Everything that double, double.
Doctor, what is this? Let her tell us. Let her tell us.
For 3 months now, I haven't been moving. I was sleeping at home. I couldn't touch anything, even my legs. They were sore. All my joints, actually, they were sore. I've been using painkillers, strong painkillers, but they couldn't do anything. Sometimes it too.
What happened tonight? Brother, wait, please.
When we were praying down there,
yeah.
Actually, when I came here, I couldn't hold my baby. I came with my cousin.
Wow.
She's the one who's carrying my baby right now.
Wow.
I couldn't touch her with this hand. I couldn't touch anything with this hand. I just had some painkillers to come to this place. Yeah. I can't walk.
Doctor, what could this be?
The pain in the joints could be due to rheumatic arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis.
And a weakness.
Weakness could also could be a stroke. The whole hand could be weak from a stroke.
I know a lady, the same thing. She couldn't hold a bucket. She couldn't do this. She was feeling weak. Then it spread. to the arm. She couldn't lift the arm. Then she couldn't lift the leg. Then the left leg. Then the right leg. Until she was paralyzed and she died. So when you see somebody giving a miracle like this, you may not know the power of the great miracle that is maybe taking place in her life. Father, thanks for your power
for healing
tonight,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Thank give you. A lot
it's
of
money.
Olivia, what is this?
20 years? She couldn't walk. 20 years. Evangelist, after you pray.
And what has happened?
After the she said she was in pain.
Yeah?
Now look at her.
Put it down. Put it down.
Walk, walk, walk. There she goes.
For you?
Yes.
You are using it?
Yes.
For how long?
For 23 years.
23 years. Wow. And what happened to you tonight?
Today.
Yes.
I feel free.
You feel free?
Yes.
Everybody shall be. Power
hallelujah.
Is broken in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap of praise. 23 years. 23 years with this thing. Wow. Wow.
Many miracles tonight, evangelist. Tell us what happened to you.
I had a hip dislocation in 2009 whilst I was giving birth. Since then, I've been having a burning sensation in my bones from the hip to the toes. And today, as the evangelist was preaching, my legs started feeling the heat. I started feeling the heat from the hip to the toes. But after, when he started praying for us, saying, you must receive your miracle, I just said, I want to receive my miracle today. And the heat is gone. I couldn't sleep with the side. Since 2009, I'm sleeping on the right side. But
The pain is gone.
Yes.
There was heat.
Yes. I was feeling a burning sensation in my bones from here to the toes.
Since you gave birth?
Since 2009, yes.
She gave birth. You see, when you are giving birth, your bones move for the baby to come out. Sometimes the bone goes like this. You're a woman, it goes like this. But a mistake happened and her hip came out. Hey. And since then, she has this sensation. Oh, is that not so?
Yes.
This is what you are describing.
Yes.
Wow. And tonight, what happened?
I started feeling the heat whilst you're preaching.
Wow.
But then when you prayed for us, the heat disappeared.
Disappeared.
Yes.
Give Jesus a mighty clap of Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this young lady had brain tumor and then had surgery.
Yeah, interpret.
This young lady had brain tumor. After the surgery, she couldn't see clearly. Evangelist, tonight...
How do you say brain tumor? I see, when you don't interpret well, you are taken away from the... She had a tumor in the brain, cancer of the brain. And she had an operation to remove it. Huh?
I was not removed brain tumor, but the drain pressure that...
They drained the pressure. And you could not see? Okay, you know something? Wait, let her tell us.
After removing the pressure, my eyes get seeing things which are darker. After praying, After you prayed to me, I started seeing clearly.
Say it in your language. Say it in your language.
After you prayed to me.
Say it
in your language. Okay,
Ma'am. Hello. Go back. Thank you.
After you prayed to me, I was going to be better than before.
Wow. Anything in your brain, your eyes are connected directly to your brain. So when you have a tumor in your brain, it affects your sight. It can make you blind.
Okay, so she was not seeing.
She was not seeing.
She's not seeing fingers, seeing colors.
What can you see now?
I'm seeing you wearing like a suit, a black suit.
You're seeing me?
Yes.
What do I look like?
Beg your pardon, sir. I'm not hearing what you say.
What do I look like? Can you see me?
You're like a British. You are British.
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 What is that, British?
Come on, that British.
British.
God bless you. This lady had a tumor. She could not see. She can see now. And she can count fingers. She's been tested. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. God bless you. Father, thank you for your healing.
Healing of a hip dislocation.
What is this?
I had an accident in 1997. So the pain 2 weeks ago, it was so unbearable. I could just look, use one leg. I went to the doctor yesterday. He gave me like 13 tablets to drink for the time. But
tonight, what happened?
I started shivering. When
shaking.
Yeah, yes. I'm still feeling it now.
You're still feeling. That's the power of the Holy Ghost, and the pain is gone.
I don't.
And you had a dislocation of your
the pain,
from
the
an pain. Accident. Yes. Father, thanks He's for
your healing. A healing Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
And he's healing you.
He's healing you.
Jesus' name right
He's a healing
now.
Jesus.
Oh, he's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you. In Jesus' name right now. He's a healing
She says she was blind in the right eye.
Blind?
Yes, she couldn't see. The
right Let her
eye.
Tell us. Let her tell us.
Ininda ndisingaoni ndaimboshandisa bagrass saka ndava namakore 10 ndisingashandisi saka ziso rangu rikabva raita problem rokusaona haranga risingaoni zviri kure ndachingonera padhuze dhuze rarichinyatsoona ndorokuleft. But pavati batai madziso yei papanorwadza vane zvinovarwadza ndabandabata right ziso rangu saka panda zoti amen ndabanda kuona ndabanda tatsa bhukwiri ndikabanda kuona mavara aya
everything not a good
Could she not see with the eye before? She can tell us she speaks English.
What could you not see with the eye?
10 years.
10 years. Can you see me clearly now?
Yes.
Close the other. Yeah. Can you see?
Yes.
How many?
5.
How many?
1.
Wow.
5.
Give the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wait. Doctor, how do you test eyes in the hospital?
You.
This is a specialist doctor. I brought him specially to explain. I brought him specially to explain a miracle. How do you test eyes in the clinic?
In the consulting room, you ask the person to count your fingers. We say CF. We write it in the notes. CF.
CF means
counting
what?
Fingers.
The patient can count fingers.
2, 4, 1, 5. We write it in the notes.
CF. You can be a doctor now. And this lady is counting fingers. She could not see with this eye. God has touched her eye and she's counting fingers tonight. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Doctor, what is happening here?
Healing of abdominal pain from kidney disease.
Wow.
Yes. For 2 years now. But today when you say touch where there is pain, I touched here and I pressed and I pressed and now the pain is gone.
Pain is gone. What? Your kidneys?
Yeah.
How do you know it's your kidney?
I went to see the doctor on the 4th of October.
And he told you you have a kidney?
Yes.
And it was always paining you?
Yeah.
And tonight the pain is gone?
Now the pain is gone.
Hallelujah.
It happened. And I also had a miscarriage.
You had a miscarriage?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, for giving her baby, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she had pain in the stomach. Ulcer pain.
Ulcer pain?
Yes.
And the pain is gone.
And the pain is gone.
Father, thank you for healing of the ulcer in Jesus' name. Strength in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Healing of severe abdominal pain.
Let her tell us.
I think if I can speak in Shona, it's better. Okay. Ndainzwa kufufutiwa mudumbu ndanisingazi. Saka panga pachina matamunhu waMwari ndatanga kusheka. Then that pain went away. Makumbo esanga achigwadza ndikanzwa ava nani. All disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes.
Disappeared tonight?
Yes.
For how long have you had this pain?
I've had it for so long. I've been to the doctors. They used to say I've got too much acid in my stomach. They gave me tablets. I've been drinking those tablets. Nothing happened.
But tonight. Give the Lord a clap of praise.
Evangelist, this lady has had a problem with the husband for 3.5 years. She says that for a long time he's not heard from the husband. After you prayed, immediately the phone rang and it was the husband.
How long has she not heard from her husband?
No, he always sleep outside. Since we get married, he always sleep outside. So he was lying to me, saying he's at Mashingo and he's in Gweru.
And tonight?
Tonight, when you start preaching, he started calling me when I'm in the benches.
Father, thank you for touching her life, Lord. In Jesus' name. Wow. Doctor, what is happening here?
Evangelist, healing of a back pain. Severe pain. She came with it. Tell us.
I have a problem of back since 1993 when I gave birth to my last newborn.
Since you gave birth?
Yeah.
Are you seeing what happens when you give birth? Dislocated hips. That is why the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. They are suffered to have you in this world. Hey.
So by the time you said you must touch where you with the pain, I started to touch mine and the pain was gone. I started to hear only heat comes from my legs.
Heat was coming. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes. Father, thank you for your power tonight in the name of Jesus. What is this, Olivia?
Evangelist, 5 months pain in the breast, both breasts.
Breast
is gone. Yes.
Where was the pain? Shona, speak Shona.
Pamatanga kuna mandanda ndani chirwadziwa pandatombonda pananda kagara kunachitonzwa kurwadziwa mabreast. Saka pamatanga kuparidza shoko
Pain was going. Satan, your power is finished in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Doctor, what is this?
Amazing. Evangelist, this young man came with a list of his problems. Loss of memory, severe headache, heartburn, stomach pain, chest pain, and acid.
He has listed
his problems. He came with it.
Is that your list?
Yes, it's my list.
Of your problems?
Yeah.
And number one is loss of memory. You cannot remember what?
By the time I came here, I didn't understand anything. It is dull for me.
Dull for you?
Yeah.
Did you understand the preaching?
Yeah, I'm understanding.
Now you are understanding.
Yes.
Evangelist, every problem he wrote on this paper has been healed tonight by the power of God.
Wow.
Every single problem he came with.
These are demons affecting this man.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your healing in Jesus'
healed
name.
In Jesus' name.
Give the Lord a mighty clap. Amen. Offering. Take a piece of paper and write three things you want God to do for you tomorrow night. I'm going to pray for those three things. For tomorrow night, write three things. What I want God to do for me. Olivia.
Evangelist, for a year, the doctor said she has UTI. And because of that, she said her private part is swollen. She has severe pain here. Tonight, when you said she was touching all those places and said after the prayer, no pain again.
Is the pain gone?
It's gone.
Where was the pain?
It was here.
Wow. Doctor, what pain is this?
Where
was the pain?
Pain here. Pelvic inflammatory disease. It can be from urinary tract infection or salpingitis, inflammation of the tubes. Or the ovary, which is on this side, we call it ovaritis.
Wow.
She could also have a fibroid, which causes the pain, and we call it a degenerating uterine fibroid.
Wow.
Yes.
And the pain is gone.
Pain is gone.
Jesus, thanks a million for your power tonight.
Jesus, thanks a million.
Fantastic miracles tonight.
What is this?
This lady had sustained burns of her right hand. On Tuesday, she could not close
not do
the fist. Make a fist.
Hold on.
I got burnt on Tuesday night at work by cooking oil. Since then, my hand's been stiff. I couldn't do this, but now I can.
Now you can do this. Do this. Jesus, thanks for healing for this burn.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There's no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great.
Many miracles. Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this lady is a soccer player.
Hey.
10 years ago, she was playing soccer and she dislocated her knee. You can see the way the knee is. So because of that, she couldn't walk straight. Evangelist, tonight.
How was she walking before?
How were you walking before?
Before.
Straight. Danchita ma problems ekuti kana ndakagara vanhu vese aito ndisumukira ndogara pamusoro pachea ndakadaiso kuti ndigare ndakaita straight nasingakwanisi zvokuti raizondirwadza pana pabhokosi tsinga yanga yakadhonzeka.
And now what can you do?
Time yamati bata panorwadza pako ndanamata ndakabata gumbo rangu ndatanga kunzwa kutonhorwa kuita kunge ndaiswa ma ice block. From there ndabva ndanzwa gumbo rangu rakutanga kusheka ndobva ndabva ndatonzwa kuti I am healed.
Ice block. She said something about ice block. She was feeling something like cold. Wow.
Move the leg. Move the leg.
Walk, let's see. Ah. This is a soccer player.
Yes.
This is the first time I have met a lady soccer player. Are you a striker?
Yes, I was playing number 11.
Number 11?
Wow. I was using
So you were using this leg?
Yes, this leg.
Are you a left? You are left.
My left leg.
It's your striking leg?
Yes.
Were you playing for Zimbabwe?
No, for the local home.
For Gweru?
Yeah.
Walk this way, let's see. This is the first time I've met a soccer player. Soccer players have been healed. Father, thanks a million. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. This is why soccer players are paid a lot of money, because their lifespan of playing is very short. They just get hurt quickly, and then so they must earn a lot of money.
Evangelist, deafness in the left ear. He could not hear since he was born. He's not been able to hear in the left ear. Tonight, the power of God touched him, and the ear is opened. He can hear now.
Wow! Is it true? Is it true? Tell
yes.
us.
Yes.
What happened to you? Shona, speak Shona. It was not hearing. Can you hear now? Close the other side.
Close this
ear. And hold this. Hold it.
Jesus.
Wow, this could not hear in the left ear. Deaf.
I am you. God is good.
Wow! You see, as we are on stage, we are seeing the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing, the lame are walking. Father, thank you for your power tonight in Jesus' name. God is doing miracles in Gweru. The blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing, the lame are walking. What is this, Olivia?
Evangelist, 6 months ago, she woke up in the morning, her leg was sore. She went to see the doctor. He said she must undergo surgery. So she couldn't walk properly. She had pain. Said this evening when she came after the prayer, no pain at all.
You have to undergo surgery?
Pardon?
He said you operate?
Yes.
Why?
They say the bone slipped and it was starting to grow on the side.
And it was painful?
Yes.
Is the pain gone?
Yes.
What has happened to you today? The pain is gone?
Yes.
You can walk?
Yes.
Walk, let's see. Doctor, what is this? Do you know? She said the bone was growing.
Growing.
Yes, and they had to operate on her. But God has healed her. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Wow. Strength in the name of the Lord.
Crowds have lined the narrow street.
Receive your healing. Thank you, Jesus.
To see
Thank
this
you.
Man from Galilee.
For your touch. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Your touch.
Just a carpenter.
Thank you for your healing power, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who's astray.
Yes.
Thank you for healing the deaf,
Get
the deaf, the blind.
Yes. Miracle.
Jesus. Thank you for your message tonight.
His eyes, they think that power that sees
yes.
the heart of a man.
Yes.
For he knows his father's mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
He speaks his father's word.
Yes.
And for mercy.
Miracle.
Yes.
By your power, Lord.
Receive
your speech. Yes.
When my plans have fallen through.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And when
healing.
Yes.
For your healing, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when
by the blood of Jesus. Healing,
oh, yes.
Lord. Healing, Lord. Receive your healing.
Jesus.
Receive your healing now.
Oh,
receive your healing. Receive your healing.
Thanks a million, Lord.
Your strength.
Receive your healing. Receive the mercy of God by the blood of Jesus.
Thank you.